All right, so three podcasts ago, I was bawling my eyes out, just at my wit's end. Like, I have a lot of stuff going on. My father is in extremely poor health. Like, I am just like, whoa. I didn't realize how bad he's gotten in the last couple of months, but my eyes are open. When you're so busy just trying to survive, right? I block off everything and everyone. Well, along with that, my youngest child is looking for a new place to live. His sister and him are not living together anymore. She's living in a different city. And long story short, he waited too long to find another place to live. So hence he's living with me. And my husband. And he brought the cat. I was adamant, you're not bringing the cat. You are not. I don't know what you're thinking, but you ain't bringing the cat. Excuse me, I'm drinking an energy drink. It gives me the burpees. Anyway, it's been over a month now. And I am just at my wit's end of... My son calls me the sheepdog. I'm the one who's always trying to keep everything calm, cool, and collective and make everybody happy. And so he's been gone the last couple of days, and I was getting ready for my day, and there's a knock at the door, and my husband gets it, and my husband's all, it's for you. I'm like, okay. So it's my son, and I'm like, hey. And he goes, did you put more cat litter in the box? And I was like, no, but I did have to clean it out because it stunk up the whole room. I said, I need you to be more diligent cleaning out the cat box because it fucking stinks. And he was like, okay, Mom, I'm sorry. And I said, well, I already cleaned it out because we couldn't take it anymore. I said, you need to clean out that cat box more than once a week. All right. And he was like, all right, Mom. And, he was like, Mom, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, all right. He's like, Mom, I think I need to stay longer. And I was like, and why is that? He goes, well, I just want to make sure I have enough money to cover everything. And I said, son, look, you have a terrible time asking for help. You don't like asking for help. And I know where you get that from. I wait till my hair's on fire until I ask for somebody to throw some water on it or hand me some water so I can do it myself. Anyway, I said, remember when you got a job and you had no idea how you were going to get back and forth? And I said, please just let me help you. Please. All right. We'll get a car, a good used car. And that way you can get back and forth to work. And you know what? I'm just signing my name on it. You're the one who has to pay for it. I said, how did that work out for you? He goes, really good. And I said, yeah. I said, you wanted to wait until you could afford a car. But you wanted to get the job first so that you could afford a car. But it was going to be probably a year before you could afford one. I said, nobody buys a car outright. That's not how it happens. But I said, but really, seriously, how is it working out for you that I signed for a car for you and you make those car payments every month diligently without fail? I said, to me, that's a win-win situation. He was like, yeah. And I said, I know why you're not finding a place. I said, we have been butting heads about this for 6 weeks because bottom line, you're telling me you don't want to move out until you have extra money. And I'm telling you, I have a business to try to run and you're taking up two spaces, the basement and my headquarters. So, of course, the universe isn't delivering because you want it your way and I want it my way. I want to throw money at you so that you can go have your own command central. And he says, Mom, I don't want to call it command central. And I'm like, okay. He goes, I want to call it the den. And I'm like, that's fine. Thank you for telling me that that's what you want to call it. So that's what it'll be referred to as the den. I said, but we're butting heads here. I need you to have your own space so that I can have mine back. And you need peace of mind so that you can have your friends over. You can leave the kitty litter box as dirty as you want it to. Whatever. Like, you're grown. You need your space and you need to do it the way you want to do it. But we're butting heads here. And it's not a good feeling. I said, now I know why we're stuck. Because we didn't talk about this. You want it your way and I want it my way. So I want you to swallow your pride and think about it this way. Hey, mom signed her name on a vehicle for me and I make the payments. This is the same thing. I will give you the money to have your own place, but I don't want it to be more than $600 to $800. You may have to rent a room. You may have to rent a basement, but I get it. You don't need to be home poor. Okay? I get that part. You can always move up later. But for right now, you need a place to live. Your own space. I said, I am willing to give you the pet deposit, the deposit, and the first month's rent, and then you just pay it back little by little. Same thing. I said, I don't just hand you money. I've never done that. I go, here you go, and you'll pay me back. And you've always said yes. And the reason why I trust helping you is because you're that smart about paying it back. Because you don't like owing people money. Nobody. And I said, son, am I talking with you or am I talking at you? He goes, you're talking with me. And I'm like, okay, good. Because I remember our last conversation, you told me I talk at you. And I don't want that. I want to have good, constructive, positive, with results conversations. He was like, yeah. And I was like, and by the way, that bathroom needs to get cleaned, okay? I said, I want this bathroom cleaned and this room, my headquarters, by the end of the week. And he was like, all right. And I said, you tell me when that day is and I will have all the cleaning supplies ready for you to go. And you just get on it. He was like, all right, Mom. He goes, I'm going to be working a lot of days this week because the last three weeks, he's only been working a day or two. And now they're back to work full 10-hour days. So he's ready to get back to work. I'm ready to get my headquarters back. Like, we're all ready to move on. I'm really thinking this conversation cleared the air for us. Because I was feeling very blocked and very emotional and mentally exhausted about this whole thing. So, again, I know that this week that's coming, there's going to be changes coming. And I was going to share that with you. It's like this cycle that I go through that I just get at my wit's end. And then there has to be good, constructive, positive conversations so that we can move past it and move forward. And again, I told him, I said, I need you to work with me. I want us to work together and meet in the middle. I said, you want it your way and I want it my way. No wonder we haven't made any progress. Because we refuse to meet in the middle because we're both stubborn and we don't like to ask for help. He just started laughing. I'm telling you, this growing as a person and getting the results that you want by compromise is a beautiful thing. Like, I had no idea I had it in me to do this. Because I was so stubborn and just vicious with, you're just going to do what I tell you. I don't need to tell you why, but this is the way you're going to do it. And blah, 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 blah. And it just caused animosity and being resentful. And, you know, how do you not understand? And why can't you see? And two people being extremely stubborn. And it's not that they don't, I love my son. My son loves me. But again, it's that communication skill that we're working on and how the universe puts things in place so that you can get past it. And so that it doesn't happen again. I said, you're learning not to, I said, you take, so this too, I put this in there. You take care, I said, I noticed you take care of that vehicle. You make sure it gets its oil changes and you get new tires when you need it. And you take care of it because it takes care of you. And you don't want that feeling of being without a vehicle again. That being stranded and, you know, how am I going to get there? And I have to ask for a ride. And he doesn't want that. So he takes care of it. And I know this time, living with me again, he's learning, oh my God, I don't want to be homeless ever again. I want my, or be without my own place. Like, he's learning the steps right now of how to keep that from happening again. So it's all learning. So while he's learning, I'm learning. That's a win-win for me. That is, without yelling and screaming and putting demands and ultimatums and just, you know, hating each other and growing apart. That scares the living shit out of me. Creating distance with the people that I love. I know how to do that. I've done it many, many times. And I can do it with people that are toxic. Create that distance. I don't want that distance with my children and the people that I love. Hence again, why I share this with all of you. Because I have so much love to give. And right now it's concentrated on the people that mean the most to me. And eventually it's going to be more. Eventually. I'm working on it.